So it's already 26th of September 2024 here at 7:49 a.m. Temperature, the maximum 90 and minimum 78. Centigrade is 32 and 25. Still, the monsoon atmosphere is over Indian continent, so humidity is up there. Exactly, I have to check, but still humid. But in about 10 days, the beginning of October, this humid atmosphere will push down southwards and northeastern airflow. It changes from southwest monsoon air that received the moisture from the Indian Ocean and then come on to the Indian continent and of course other Asian countries. That is changed. Somehow it changes. Scientific reason, there must be one. But anyway, it will change to northeastern airflow. It pushes back the air that's flowing from over the Indian Ocean gets pushed back, and the air that comes over from China and goes over the Himalaya Mountain, as it moves over the Himalaya Mountain, the air will lose the moisture. And dry air comes over Indian continent. So we will immediate transformation of the air, meaning it suddenly becomes dry, no longer humid. And that we experience in the first week of October. So it's approaching that time. Since July, monsoon humid atmosphere covers all over India, which came from southern side, came up to Delhi. It starts from July, but the down south, it begins a month earlier. So July, August, September, 3 months, about that time period of humid, high humidity time ends very soon. I like drier weather. And the rest of the year, so 3 months to 12 months minus 3 months is 9 months. The rest of the year we have dry weather, and especially October, November, December, January, February, it's nice weather, temperature wise, excellent. God has this season. And it's working mighty fine every year for many years. Recently, Nozomi asked me about the beginning, like how from Genesis to Revelation, the beginning to the end regarding this topic, and she wanted to share with someone. So I recorded it, not long, very brief, 28, 30 minutes from the beginning and end. And I was able to do this mainly because I took Power for Abundant Living class. And from Dr. Rohl's teaching, I was able to read the Bible scripture and able to, that helped greatly to understand or to know the scripture, like in the more better way, because as we know that many Christian people, believers, they think the Bible, the entire Bible is kind of addressed to them. They read whenever they come across you. For example, pronoun is addressed to you. Those who don't know about that will interpret it as it's talking to you. But we came to know that there are dispensations, administration, different time period, like paradise administration, patriarch administration, and Christ administration. Next one is the law administration, number four and three, and fourth one, Christ administration, then grace, number five, administration, and wrath, judgment, administration, and so that's sixth and seventh, the paradise administration, and the end, at the end of the end, eighth, the new beginning, when God creates new heavens and new earth. So it's a wonderful perspective truth that we were given. And also to whom the scripture is addressed, Jews, Gentiles, the Church of God, bride and the church, body of Christ, bride of Christ. So we were given so wonderfully from God these fantastic foundational truths, which helped us to come to the next level. So I'm very, very thankful to God how God brought us to that and gave us the understanding, gave us the light, that when we read the scripture, we can understand. Of course, the most important key for interpretation, understanding the scripture, is that God gives us the understanding. The interpretation belongs to God. So that point to be added to the interpretation, keys to interpretation, which really helps, to whom it's written, the administration and things like that. So once we have this basics down, then we could really understand. Now we are really focused to the church epistle truth. Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians. So now we understand how the scripture came, all scripture, and we also understood between the word of God, the difference between the word of God and the scriptures. Scripture is writing. So all scripture came by inspiration of God, Theopneustos, and profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, which is instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly perfected unto every good work. So that point. And so it is to the men of God. That point also, to me, God really showed me. It really to show the men of God the right way, right doctrine, right practice. And the rest is like in the all throughout the time in the Bible, the men of God spoke, basically spoke, or read the scripture, gave the interpretation, opened up the scripture. Because true interpretation, understanding, the light comes from God. So if we will promote our own idea about what God is saying in the scripture, we don't get it. There are so many different doctrines, wind of doctrine within Christianity, and tossed to and fro. But the right one is there, and the right one, right understanding, comes from God. So when we will exercise our spiritual ability, we have the Spirit of God, we can go directly to get the right understanding of how to apply the scripture. In light of the church epistles, we are in light of who we are in Christ, our position in Christ Jesus, at the right hand of God, sons and daughters of God, filled with the Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, Christ in us. When we will look at the four Gospels, then we can see our Lord Jesus Christ as not the one who only can do those works, but we can see that, oh, I can do that also. We are able to perceive the things that Jesus did, we can do also. But without having the information of the church epistles, we just don't see ourselves able to do the things that Jesus did. So it's really amazing how God took us in this journey of life and got us to be able to get it and to really, again, to each one of us as the mighty sons and daughters of God, as Christ, as He is, and also with the authority and power of the right hand of God, far above all principalities, powers, all the principality of the man's rulership. Not only that, but above that, the devil's rulership, which he usurped, tricked Adam and Eve, and thus sat at that seat. Adam and Eve lost the Spirit of God, the main power source which enabled them to rule was gone. But now, God our Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, now we are really far above all principalities, powers, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this time, but time to come, forever and ever. So we are able to see that, and that God is working in us. It is God who is working. Present, participle, tense. These things also God showed, although in King James is in the present tense, but Greek text is in the present participle. It is God who is working, continuous, amazing, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And also God shows us how God can continuously work in us is according to our free will. We can stop Him, we can go to other logos, other narratives, or we are willing to receive his narratives, the heavens logos, and we are willing to receive that continually, then he can continually able to work in us to manifest, evidence all the blessings. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings, but spiritual blessings remain as words, only words in the spirit form. Then no fun, no fun. We want to see all of his blessings, and one of which that red cattle start working. It brings joy. We become happy. So there are many things that God wants to bring into manifestation. All spiritual blessings, but it's spiritual, needs to be materialized. And right now, he is in the business of materializing. He wishes above all things, although it's written in the third John, but in light of the church epistles, we understand. Oh, it's applicable to me also, not just that different time period of, it's not within the church epistles, so it doesn't mean that it's not applicable for us. Like, four gospels, Jesus Christ, Christ is speaking to the Israel. He came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Don't go to the Gentiles nor to the Samaritans. His ministry was to the Israelites. But that doesn't mean that there are things we can scoop out. Because we know our position, the truth, in the church epistles. And of course, at the end, Jesus changed. But still, the mystery, secret. So when Jesus says, okay, now you go change to proclaim the truth to the world. But at that time, Jesus, he didn't exactly know the Gentiles will be saved, but came pretty close. But still, it was secret, mystery. And the prophecy of the Old Testament, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and all those prophecy, the end of the world. But that went beyond the Church of Grace, Grace Administration, because there was a gap. They kind of saw it, but didn't know. So prophecy was the end times prophecy, like these days people talk about end times, the terrestrial bodies, how this movement of the stars and everything like that, and connects with the Old Testament. The end time is soon. But it is prophesying beyond administration of grace of God, bypass. So we are able to be clear. And then they may say, Christ will come back now, not to the earth. But we know there are two return of Christ. One is return in the air to gather together the body of Christ. That comes first. And the second return is he returns with the saints, believers, born again believers, body of Christ, who are already gathered together and being with him and God for some time, not on the earth. Body change, everything, glorious body we already have by then. And we come back with him to the earth, upon the earth. So Book of Acts, the angels appeared after the apostles saw Jesus ascend into the heaven, and the angels said, the same Jesus, like he went up, he will come back again. So come back the same way, that means from the earth to the heaven, sky, beyond the sky, he'll come back from the heaven to the earth. So angels didn't speak of the secret period return. So these things also we now know, because thanks to God, we were given incredible information, fantastic information through Dr. Wu in this powerful abundant living class and the intermediate and so forth, that we are able to operate the Spirit of God for our benefit, manifestation, not the gift. So these things, this information is helping us, I mean, it's helping me incredibly to be able to pinpoint, focus, and to be able to proclaim, to give the words from God to believers. So as far as believers, like in the Apostle Paul's time, they were given information verbally, and they were not taught like from the Bible. Everybody was reading the Bible. Like this also we come to know from Scripture. They received the word from God, which Paul spoke. They recognized it's not word of man. Thessalonians, they realized this is not the word of man, but indeed this is the word from God, word of God, which effectually works in them that believe. They recognize. And without scriptures, these are Gentile, mostly Gentile believers turned from idols to the living God. There were some Jews, but the majority of the Jews were against this movement and logos that Paul preached. And Paul and those who were living at that time had no technology like we have, cell phone, internet, many, many of these things. But the word of God sounded out. Word from God sounded out, not only in Macedonia, but in Achaia and to so many other places. So yeah, I was talking about Indian believers and Nepali believers. Therefore, this wisdom also came from God, that we didn't have to teach everybody the Bible and the class. We understood this is not the way to go. So mightily grew the word from God and prevailed. The important thing is to get them to be born again, of course. And even before that, God has to bring to us such as should be saved, ready ones. And we desire the labor. God, I want the labor who will catch it and run with it. So with very simple points, once these ready one come, we connect them directly to God because they have the Spirit of God. So to be able to practically live with that reality, asking God, depend upon God, and that they can heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and so forth, and give encouragement. Instead of that leader does everything, and believers, they are looking at him as Jesus. He's the man. No, we just get everybody to practice, like a book of Acts, practice, practice. And let God run the show, because God has connection with everybody, so let God run the show. So with simplicity, many of these multitudes of now daily added. God is adding now in exponential way. So these individuals do not know the scriptures, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and so forth. But God is teaching them. Like somewhere in Hebrews, it says, I will teach them. I will write my law in their hearts. So that's really great. So now they know that God directly directs them. God is working in them. He's a father, his father, her father, daddy. And they know every one of them will, when God brings such as should be saved, they will reconcile them to God. Our service is to reconcile, get them directly to God, and God to lead them, direct them. And God is able to run the show. It's incredible. We are seeing that. No effort at all, because he is running the show. However, that kind of practice came, and thanks to God that I was able to get the information from Powerful Abundant Living class, and that was the foundation, really helped me and all the experience that I had. An important thing about fellowship in the home, that's how it will keep growing, house to house, house to house. That incredible foundational way to get the truth to move out, sound out, house to house, your home, and from your home. And that's what I did also from my home. Initially, one home. And then God brought such as should be saved. One labor, another labor, and shown them the same way. And of course, the important transition time was to God showed me about what is the Word of God and what is the Scripture. Really, the Word of God is the Word from God, the fresh, live Word, live Word. And we are able to give the Word from God. God gives you words, and that is quick and powerful. So we encourage everybody to do that. Not that we read. Of course, we can read from the scripture and give inspirational words, teaching. However, God is not limited to that. The scripture itself shows Thessalonians and all these places, they didn't speak from the scripture. They didn't have the scrolls or seven church epistles, copies, and then taught. So it actually shows. They just opened their mouth. Philip went to Samaria. God gave the words. And faith came. It so happened that they were ready. Samaritans were ready. If they are not ready, Philip would have sent to some other place. God is able to take us to the hungry ones or to bring the ready ones to us. It's God's job, and God's desire is he wants all mankind to be saved and all mankind to come to this incredible knowledge that we are the brightness of his glory, expressed image of his person. We are that kind of person, not less logos level. We don't focus on our old man and say, that's me. God's truth is different. No longer anyone including yourself, according to that flesh. Then how else we will see ourselves? According to how God sees us, spiritual, what He has made us. So that's who we are, and God is enlightening our eyes. As we walk, God will build our confidence that we are truly such ones. And we continue to confess that, confess the truth. He is giving us confessing things to focus, to confess. Confession is made onto wholeness and believe. With the heart, believe onto righteousness, right thing. God is giving right thing to believe, and He's just taking us more and more, so that all these spiritual blessings will continue to materialize in front of our eyes, and we are happy. We are blessed to see the materialization of blessings. Okay, so that's what I want to share today. Went to everywhere, but I wanted to share this today.